Hello, everyone. Welcome to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. We are the official Monster Jam podcast. I'm Scott Jordan, and back in September, I nearly broke the internet with the Monster Jam community when I teased the announcement of Marvel returning to Monster Jam, and I am happy and excited to announce today we're going to dive into that topic on Inside Monster Jam, as I am joined by the COO of Feld Entertainment, Ms. Juliette Feld-Grossman, and from Marvel, the Director of Themed Entertainment Development, Brian Crosby. Welcome to Inside Monster Jam.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so excited to be here. This is great.
So let's talk about the partnership. And Brian, I'll start with you first. Why does the partnership between Monster Jam and Marvel and Feld Entertainment work so well for you?
Well, I mean, we've been in partnership with the Feld Entertainment, the Feld family, really, for quite a long time through Marvel Universe Live. And, you know, we've always loved working with Feld and, you know, have a great affinity for Juliette and her family. And but Monster Jam, it's big. It's epic. I'm a fan myself. And so when I think about kind of partnerships that really work well together, it's, you know, big action-packed storylines. And really, that's what we always try to deliver with the Marvel Universe. So I think this is a partnership that is going to work really well. We're excited.
And Julia, from your side and in the Feld Entertainment side, why does Marvel fit so well here with Monster Jam and Feld?
We're huge Marvel fans. I mean, there is no greater story and characters than what's within the Marvel Universe. And so when we think about what we've created with Marvel already, one of the biggest challenges and opportunities when we created Marvel Universe Live was getting about 25 different characters to fly. And when you think about Monster Jam, here we are seeing 12,000-pound trucks flying. It just makes sense to bring the Marvel characters into that because you're seeing just superhuman, super-powered feats in these amazing trucks and with our great drivers.
That's perfect. 12,000-pound trucks flying through the air. That does sound like a Marvel Monster Jam thing. You mentioned Marvel Universe Live. So, Brian, from your side of things, did the relationship that Marvel already had with Feld and bringing that show to life, did that have any way, shape, or form to do with bringing Marvel back into Monster Jam?
Yeah, because I think what Marvel Universe Live did really well was taking the Marvel characters and stories and interpreting them in a perfect way for that medium. It's not a comic book, it's not a movie, it's not a video game. It's a big arena show with big stunts and big spectacle, right? So I think when you're telling a great Marvel story, it's understanding what your medium is and how the people that are viewing that story are kind of consuming that experience. So, you know, when I thought about Monster Jam and I thought about Monster Trucks, like Feld, they're experts in this, right? And so they're expert. We had absolute trust in what we did with them in Marvel Universe Live. So we know that as you translate the Marvel Universe of characters into Monster Trucks, that they would take absolute great care of these characters and interpret them in a totally new way, which is always fun and exciting. It's a new way to experience it.
So what are the trucks that we can expect to be coming back here, at least? For,
oh, is this a big announcement right now?
We're not going to waste any time. Just do it right now. What are the trucks that fans can see coming soon to Monster Jam?
Okay. Am I announcing all of them or you?
We can tag team.
All right, I'll do the first one. Okay. Iron Man. You got to start with Iron Man. He's great. He's sleek. He's cool. He's all those things. I think about like what a truck would look like as designed by Tony Stark is kind of an interesting way to think about it. And so Iron Man will be one of our initial four.
Spider-Man. No greater fan favorite than Spider-Man.
That's right.
So excited to have a truck with a completely new design. We had Spider-Man several years ago, but this is a totally new design. So excited for the fans to see it.
All right, number three, straight from Asgard, the God of Thunder himself, Thor.
That's a cool
right?
one.
Yeah. With hammer intact.
Doing my best to keep my composure here, by the way. You know, I'm hearing about these two for the first time. So I'm,
that's right.
Yeah. So it's three. So we have one more.
Black Panther. So now, excited to bring.
Now I'm sweating. Sorry.
Okay. So excited to bring Black Panther. I mean, we have never seen, you know, this kind of vehicle before. Never had this character come into Monster Jam. And it's just. I feel so excited to be able to bring this truck to life and for fans to get to see it. And I got to say, like, we have such amazing fans for Monster Jam, and Marvel has, you know, just the most engaged fan base. So to get to bring together and create something that we really believe is going to satisfy both sets of fans, and they're going to get to see their favorite Marvel characters in a different way. They're going to get to see Monster Jam trucks characterized and developed and performing in a new way. Like, it's such an exciting thing to get to deliver.
Well, it's very similar demographics, Marvel and Monster Jam. So you have these super fans of Monster Jam trucks that also love Marvel. So it's a perfect marriage. And I'm going to throw my hand at the number one list right there. But let's talk about let's talk about fan engagement here. I know it's very important to you and your family. I know it's important to Marvel as well. But this is, I'd say, probably at the top of the list of what fans have been begging for years is the return of Marvel to Monster Jam. So obviously that had a big say in you bringing these trucks back into the sport, correct?
Oh, yeah. We hear what you have to say, and we work really hard to deliver on expectations and to also deliver what hasn't yet been contemplated. And that's the hardest part, to try to deliver something to fans that they haven't yet imagined. And that's really what our goal always is with Monster Jam and everything we do at Feld.
And these trucks are reimagined to basically have the essence of these characters, correct? So something very important to you and Marvel is that we bring these trucks to life in the most respectful way to the character as if it were something they'd be driving, correct? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, some of my favorite Monster Jam trucks are the ones that have like that little extra bonus feature, some cool thing that they do. I know there's a lot of different ones, but I'm going to go with El Toro Loco as an example, one of my favorites. You know, when he blows the smoke out of his nose, the fans just go crazy. And I'm like, when we do these Marvel monster trucks, like each one needs to have a special feature, like a special power, almost like the way, you know, I grew up, you know, in the 80s, kid of the 80s with all my action figures, and they all had little bonus features, things they would do. So imagine like the coolest toy set and every little feature that these trucks can do that is very inherent to like whatever that character is, right? So I'm not going to spoil what they all are, but each one does something a little special.
We'll dive into that a little later, Brian. You're going to stick around with me for the entire show, but Juliet, we're going to say goodbye to you. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun, and I appreciate you being here.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, we are not done with you yet. Stick around, a lot on the way. We're going to delve into the operations side when Jamie Dalsin comes back for the second time on Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. I'm Scott Jordan, once again joined by Marvel's Brian Crosby, and it's my pleasure to welcome back to the show the Senior Director of Global Operations for Monster Jam, Jamie Dalsin. Jamie, welcome back. It's your second visit. I don't have a jacket or anything, but we'll work on that for you.
Yeah, maybe three or four. Maybe I'll get that jacket. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely.
Oh, wait, I can get a jacket if I keep coming back?
Yes, two times. Yes, so if you want to come back, you know, we still have quite a few more of these, so Brian, we'll have you back anytime, man.
Well, I got to earn my jacket. That's good, my letter.
There you go. So we talked about the trucks in the last segment that we'll be debuting, but we didn't say where fans can see these trucks in action. So Jamie, if you want to make the announcement as to where we can see these incredible Marvel trucks, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. We couldn't be more excited for this opening round for Marvel and Monster Jam. We're actually going to debut them in London, of all places. Like, what a great city, what a great building to host Monster Jam and to host Monster Jam with Marvel.
Brian, what makes London a perfect destination for Marvel to start this new partnership and reinvent these Monster Jam trucks?
Well, I mean, we're just excited to get these out there, right? So I think that, you know, that certainly the fans in London are big Marvel fans, and we want to deliver a big epic action for them. So I'm really excited to see them finally out on the track. We've been talking about them for a long time. A lot, you know, our heart and souls have gone into these designs. And so really excited for the fans in London to see them brought to life.
Well, let's talk about drivers and maybe the process that went into selecting these. So fans, if you haven't heard, the drivers that were announced to be driving these Monster Jam trucks for Black Panther, it'd be Barry Musauer behind the wheel, for Spider-Man, Bernard Light, for Thor, Miranda Kozad, and for Iron Man, Brandon Arthur. So let's first talk about Barry and Black Panther. I know you've had a conversation with Barry about his fanness of that character. So talk a little bit about what into Barry.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything that goes into selecting the right driver for the right truck is an epic responsibility. Right. So Keith Speller did a great job curating the right driver for the right truck. When we originally talked about putting Barry into Black Panther, he kind of got a glimpse of it. Right. So it was in the early stages. And man, he had so much excitement. You know, we were talking about debuting this thing and where it was going to be. And Barry's passion for Black Panther is unlike any other I've ever seen. So for all the zombie fans out there, he's not leaving zombie for good, just throwing that out there. But he's going to come out here and pilot Black Panther and couldn't pick anybody better for it.
When he had a relationship with Marvel before, is driving Spider-Man. So now let's move on to Spider-Man and Bernard Light. What makes Bernard a perfect fit for that truck?
Man, yeah. So Barry passing on the baton to Bernard is a great storyline. So with Bernard, he's had a background in Marvel Universe Live that we talked about on the last segment. So his passion for Spider-Man. I know you have a Spider-Man tattoo.
He also has
a Spider-Man tattoo. He is huge into that. I know it's been a passion of his to talk about that and really, you know, kind of brag about his experience with Marvel Universe Live and Spider-Man, and for him to actually be able to pilot this truck is going to be absolutely epic.
Let's move on to Miranda Kozad in Thor. Obviously, the blonde locks a big thing, but what makes Miranda a perfect driver for Thor?
Yeah, Miranda's been up and coming. She's been proving herself domestically and now internationally for the past few years here. We love her fit there. Like you said, the locks are like the perfect fit for that that Thor or that Jane Foster kind of Thor look. But yeah, she's a great fit there.
And finally, Brandon Arthur. This one, when I saw the drivers announced, this one sparked my curiosity. Brandon is a very talented driver. He's a rookie. This is a big spot for a rookie to be in to get a brand new Marvel themed Monster Jam truck.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's got the skill to live up to it too. As you know, as I said, Keith and team were kind of looking through who's the right fit for it, and he's the one. I think he can come out and prove it. And I think putting him on this pedestal, on this stage for driving Iron Man is a great fit for him and an ability to show off what he has.
And Brian, what would you have any involvement at all in the conversation with matching drivers to the trucks?
Not really. I mean, other than Bernard, only because we happened to be at Monster Jam and Bernard was driving Megalodon at the time, and the team of Feld reminded me that he was Spider-Man, participated in Marvel Universe Live, huge Spider-Man fan. I was like, oh, that's awesome. Like he's gonna just freak out when we get to finally tell him that he's gonna get to drive Spider-Man. But no, I fully trust the Feld team to match up the trucks with appropriate folks, and we're excited to have a great diverse group of drivers are gonna be piloting these vehicles.
And JV, we've got about a minute left with you, but is there any plans for inclusion in the pit party with Marvel at all? I know obviously pit party just a big part of the event for fans, and they're going to want to see something there, I'm sure. So
yeah,
what's the involvement?
Absolutely.
There?
You know, we haven't finalized everything yet, but we do plan to do a full Marvel section where you can come in and really be a part of Marvel and be a part of these trucks. And we're really looking forward to how that all comes together.
So what are your expectations for London then?
Man, as much as it's going to be a great Monster Jam event, like the inclusion of Marvel into this large London event is going to be absolutely great. It's the fanfare, the publicity that we're going to put behind it, the unveiling that we'll do out there too. It's going to be an exciting round, and we're really excited to.
Any other cities that we can announce that our fans may be able to take a peek at these trucks?
Yeah, there's much more to come. I know we're talking about Frankfurt, which is next on the schedule for after London. But yeah, there's much more to come in the Marvel International tours and much more to come down the road.
Brian, you get to take a trip to London to see this happen?
I hope so. I would love to be there, yeah.
The official invite. Here it is.
It is. All right.
Come That's on just, out.
We make history on the show that all the time. We break news. Brian has officially been invited to London to see the debut of these Monster Jam trucks. So, Jamie, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
Man. It's been a pleasure to see you again, and we'll find something to give you for your third visit, I promise.
I'm going to put it in my notes, and if it's not here, I'm walking off set.
All right, well, when we get to number 5, then we'll really start talking. We'll be back with more with Brian Crosby. And coming up next, the newly minted driver of the Spider-Man truck, Bernard Light, joins the show on the Great Clips Hotline. Stay right where you are. More Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil with Bernard Light and Brian Crosby, is next. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. Today, we're talking all things Marvel and Monster Jam. I'm joined in studio all show long by Brian Crosby from Marvel. And my guest at this time is coming in from Acworth, Georgia. We go to Great Clips Hotline to welcome in the newly minted driver of Spider-Man, Bernard Light. Welcome to Inside Monster Jam, and congratulations, man. I know this means a lot to you.
Thank you so much. Absolute pleasure just to be on today, and I can't even start to describe how I feel. Like, this is incredible. I'm super excited about that.
Well, I know having you on the weekly update, you have a long and storied history with Marvel and your love for Spider-Man. So for our guests that may have missed that are watching for the first time, why don't you go into a little bit of how much you love this character and what it means to you?
Man, I've always been that dreamer. I've got to start off with that. And, you know, we've always read our comic books and, you know, the animated cartoons back in the day. Well, Spider-Man was definitely my thing, from the flips and everything that I do. Like, I used to copy the way that Spider-Man would land. I was literally the kid that swung from the chandelier, you know? So just being that fan, being that dreamer, you know, I always wanted to see like how far I could really take it. And, you know, Feld Entertainment was a blessing, giving me the opportunity to be a part of, you know, Marvel Universe Live and actually play the role of Spider-Man, swinging over the crowds, you know, doing and showing off my tumbling skills and just copying that character to the T, I have to add. Take a lot of pride in that. And it was just one of the best times of my life to be able to play that role, to be that character that I always looked up to, you know. That character has his own problems, has the awesome superpowers that he has, and it's just all over the place as far as just a regular human being, along with having to add those superhero powers and hiding that identity. Like, Spider-Man is the full package.
Yeah, and I love that you mentioned that, because Spider-Man, to me, always my favorite, because, yes, he's got these superpowers, but he is a regular kid dealing with everyday struggles in everyday life and trying to make it work. And he does. And Bernard, you're going to embody that in a 12,000 pound Monster Jam truck. Now, Brian, I know that you had a chance to meet Bernard prior to this announcement. So what were your initial thoughts to hearing that Bernard was going to be driving Spider-Man?
Well, I was super excited because, I mean, we worked with Bernard on Marvel Universe Live, our big arena show. And so he was amazing in that. But when I formally met Bernard was actually when he was the driver of Megalodon, and I knew that we were doing a Spider-Man truck. He didn't know we were doing a Spider-Man truck. And I just couldn't wait to tell him because he was so excited. He knew that I was a Marvel guy, and that he's like, why is a Marvel guy here? You didn't know that I was just there just because I like Monster Jam and I wanted to see the show. But secretly we were working on a little thing. And I was so excited to be able to tell him that he was going to be the driver of Spider-Man.
what was his reaction?
So I didn't know. I didn't get to see it. This is the first time I'm seeing Bernard now. So seeing his enthusiasm and hearing him talking about his fandom for Spider-Man is great.
Let's pretend it's the first time. Let's pretend, Bernard, you have no idea. Brian, just go ahead and tell Bernard he's driving Spider-Man.
Hey, Bernard. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, nice to meet you. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What's up? What's going on?
So I just wanted to let you know, I'm here on behalf of Marvel, which you may or may not be familiar with. We have this little character. Spider-Man spent some time in Queens, Manhattan, you know, swinging around. I'll send you some comics.
Okay.
We heard that you are a big Spider-Man fan, and we would like you, Bernard, to be the driver of our Spider-Man monster truck.
Are you serious? You've got to be kidding me right now. You know, that's not a hard yes,
though. It's not,
let's start from the top.
No, Bernard, I know this is a thrill for you. You won the 2022 Monster Jam Entertainer of the Year Award. Your showmanship is unmatched by anybody in this sport.
Awesome.
But now, do you feel the pressure is going to be on in London because this is the most iconic character of all time? And if anybody has an issue with it, come talk to me. Okay, but any pressure for you to perform in this truck, you know, driving Spider-Man? Now all these kids are going to come out, man, and they're going to go to you and say, "Oh my gosh, I just met Spider-Man."
Honestly, I just feel like it's been a long time coming, and yes, there's a lot of pressure being the newest driver of the Spider-Man Monster Jam truck, but the pressure doesn't outweigh the extreme excitement that I have. Just to claim the name Spider-Man again and represent it to the best of my abilities, it's going to be super hard for me to wait for that opportunity. Like high flying is not even a thing anymore. Like, I am not reaching for the skies here. I will be reaching for the stars. And just to be able to put my stamp on driving the Spider-Man Monster Jam truck, I don't even know what else to say about that.
I'm assuming we're going to get a backflip or two out of you.
If you think I've been doing some flips now, just wait.
I love what he said, though, when you were talking about your passion for Spider-Man and that he's a kid who has problems and he's relatable. Every Spider-Man story is at its heart really a Peter Parker story or a Miles Morales story or a Gwen Stacy story. Bernard, as you're going to meet those kids, I just got to say, with great power, there must also come great responsibility, my friend. So
you got to embody that. All right, Bernard, thanks so much, man. We'll see you in London driving Spider-Man. That is Bernard Light. I'll be back with more of Brian Crosby right after this on Inside Monster Jam. Well, Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. I've been spending the entire show with Marvel's Director of Themed Entertainment Development, Brian Crosby. Brian, we've gone over a lot of things today. So we have four new Marvel Monster Jam trucks that have been announced. We have Black Panther, Spider-Man, Thor, and Iron Man. So for the fans that are always clamoring for more, can we expect more from Marvel and Monster Jam in the future?
Well, I mean, it's a big universe, right? So, we're very excited about these initial four trucks, but always, you know, if it's a great Marvel Studios film, you got to sit through the credits. If it's a Marvel comic book, there's that next issue bug at the end. So, I think it's safe to say it's a big Marvel universe out there. There might be more to come.
I know you have a busy agenda here at the Monster Jam studio. So what else are you doing besides just spending some time with me here on Inside Monster Jam?
Well, I'm really excited to see. I mean, the trucks are underway. So we've had them designed. We've been, you know, working back and forth. Great collaboration. But now they're building these things for real. So as soon as we get done here, so I want to hurry up and get done with you. No offense.
None taken.
I want to see the trucks coming together. So. I'm really excited to go see the progress.
So we've announced the trucks, we've announced the drivers, we've announced the show. London is the venue that they will make their debut. Yeah. So I know we have a little bit of time here between now and London. So for you and the Marvel team, what is next for you? Is it just developing ongoing developments of this? Or are you just going to sit back and let Monster Jam kind of take the reins? Or what kind of process is there?
Like I said, it's a true collaboration. So, you know, every element of the show, we got to think about music. We got to think about the pit party. We got to think about the trucks themselves, what the drivers are wearing, what the crew is wearing. So it's a big project.
So usually in Inside Monster Jam, we do take some fan questions, but because we have so much information in this episode, we didn't have fan questions. So I'm going to ask a fan question for myself here for you. What is your favorite Marvel character of all time?
Ooh, I mean, it evolves, but I will say my favorite Marvel character is actually a little more obscure. It's the character of Moon Knight.
Okay.
Yeah, Mark Spector.
Great show, yeah.
I do love Moon Knight. I love kind of the mental anguish that he goes through, the multiple personalities, and so he's a little darker. So I kind of gravitate towards that character, but you know, I love the Avengers. I love Star-Lord from the Guardians of the Galaxy.
You're speaking my language, man. I appreciate
it, Brian. I'm just a big nerd, man.
Hey, me too. Nerds unite. That's all the time we have for Brian. Best of luck to you, man. Looking forward to Marvel and Monster Jam. We'll see you right here next time on Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil.